I didn't choose that one because it was going to give me pimples, so I chose another scary one because for all those years that I went for Halloween, I wasn't scary at all.
I love baseball. It's my destiny to play that game.
I don't really care about winning. Well, like, now I do, because, like, we've lost every game. I've gotten tired of it. I'm working, like, so hard. All the balls are getting thrown to me. I'm trying to catch, like, everyone. All of the people in the outfield are all looking around. And
come on, let's play some baseball, okay? Not the lazy game.
Here. Lewis? Huh?
Goop! Hey, I did a goop! I finished it! They're gonna love this!
Nothing says adopt me like a weird invention.
Lewis! The heron took the
Wait, Eddie, Mildred.
Wait. Remember, sit up straight. Look them in the eye. Smile. Let's fix your...
Mildred.
All right. Go show them how special you are. Oh, I hope this is it. I hope he gets adopted.
You and me both, Chief.
I mean, there's so many things in the world that can be improved. Just think of it. Moving sidewalks, flying cars. The possibilities are endless.
Flying cars. Yeah, that's a good one.
All it takes is some imagination and a little science, and we can make the world a better place.
Well, these are all interesting ideas. So, what's your favorite sport?
Well, does inventing count as a sport?
Actually...
Because I think I hit a home run with this one.
What is that?
First, a question. What's the number one problem that you face... When you make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Lewis, I don't think we...
Portion control. Too much peanut butter sticks to the roof of your mouth. Takes forever to chew. Too much jelly squishes out the sides and makes your hands all sticky. Yeah. Well, I propose that the perfect PB&J is within mankind's grasp. And I've built this machine to achieve it. For this demonstration, I'll use regular bread.
Yeah, honey, it's okay.
You can see, toasting is not...
We don't usually eat peanut butter.
Lewis, this is really not necessary. Lewis, please don't!
Oops! What's happening?
Mr. Harrington has a peanut allergy!
Ah! Sorry! Here, let me help you get that off!
Stand back!
Is it gonna be okay?
Please! Breathe.
I'm so sorry. I didn't know.
It was really nice to meet you. We're going to need some time to think about it.
What happened?
Miss Duffy, that boy is definitely not right for us. Now, if you'll excuse me.
I'm so sorry about this. If you were to...
I made some lunch.
Not hungry.
Poor Mr. Harrington.
I killed him?
No. You didn't kill him. I called. He's perfectly fine. I was just going to say that it's too bad he didn't get to try a sandwich from that wonderful invention of yours.
Yeah, real wonderful.
It's not you. We just haven't found the right couple yet.
124.
What?
That's how many adoption interviews I've had. 124.
Oh, Lewis, come on now. You're exaggerating just to make your point.
Plus, I'm going to be 13 next year, and you know how hard it is for a teenager to get adopted. I have no future. No one wants me.
That's not true, Lewis.
My own mother didn't even want me.
Now stop it. You do not know that.
Then why'd she give me up?
She may not have been able to take care of you. Did you ever think of that? I am sure that she was only thinking about what was best for you.
I never thought of it that way.
Maybe she wanted to keep you, but she had no choice.
You're right.
My real mom is the only person who's ever wanted me.
Wait, I said maybe.
And if she wanted me then, she'll want me now.
What are you talking about?
I have to find her, Mildred. And when I do, she'll take me back. And we'll be a family again.
Whoa, 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 Louis. You can't do that. No one knows anything about her. No one even saw her.
Wrong. I saw her. Once. She's in here. I just have to remember. That's it!
Hello, I got something to tell you, but it's crazy. I got something to show you, so give me just one more chance.
We'll see you at 2 o'clock this afternoon. He'll be so excited you're coming. Bye-bye now.
Yes! Hey, Goob! I mean, Michael, good luck at the big game today.
Easy win. Those guys are a bunch of bums. I just hope I could stay awake.
Don't tell me. Let me guess.
He was up all night working on his stupid project. But that's what happens when you get a science geek for a roommate. Ah, that's good, Joe.
All right, Einstein. You owe Michael big time.
Well, unlocking the secrets of the brain took a lot longer than I expected.
But it's finished, Mildred. I recalibrated the headset. Now the neural circuits will connect. I've cracked the hippocampus!
Really? Okay. What?
Now to test it out. Oh, no! I'm late! I gotta go.
Wait a minute, Louis. Wait a minute. I almost forgot what I came up here for. I know you have a lot on your plate today, but I've scheduled an interview for you this afternoon.
No thanks.
No thanks. Sweetheart, this is about being adopted, and you will be back here clean, happy, and on time.
I'm done with interviews, Mildred. I'm not going to be rejected anymore.
Listen, I know where your head is, but I'm telling you, you have got to get out of the past and look to the future.
I am, and this is it. This is my future. I'm sorry.
Louis, honey.
Dr. Krunkelhorn, I know you're very busy there at Inventco Labs, and we're just so excited to have you as a judge.
It's my pleasure, Mr. Willerstein. Hey, you never know, one of your students may invent the next integrated circuit or microprocessor or integrated circuit. Oh, wait! I said that already. Well, I just don't get out of that lab very much. Is that a bow tie? I like bow ties. I haven't slept in 8 days.
Well then, can I get you a cot or something?
Nope, I've got the caffeine patch. It's my invention. Each patch is the equivalent of 12 cups of coffee. You can stay awake for days with no side effects. Ah! Sorry, who's this?
This is one of our students, Stanley Pukowski.
Oh, so cute. I just want to bite his chubby little cheeks. Ah!
What's with the dress, Pukowski?
It's actually a toga, sir.
Coach, nice to see you. Sort of. What are you doing here?
Judging a science fair. What's it look like I'm doing?
And what makes you qualified to judge a science fair?
My gym.
Stanley, volcano.
Behold, the
from Mount Vesuvius! The toggle switch is toggling.
Dr. Crunklehorn.
Barium Cobalt Einstein Kool-Aid!
I don't know what she just said.
But this project is unacceptable! Now give me 20 laps around the gym! Move it, move it, move it! Go, go, go!
Ouch!
I'm watching you!
Okay, next up is Lizzie and her fire ant farm.
That's right.
Lizzie, we talked about the fire ants. You know that they have a tendency to bite people?
Only my enemies.
Just keep moving, shall we? Top notch, Lizzie. Let's not anger her or make her jumpy in any way. This area's not secure. Get in.
Have you been approached by a tall man in a bowler hat?
What?
Hey, I'll ask the questions here.
Okay, goodbye.
All right. Didn't want to pull rank on you, but you forced my hand. Special Agent Wilbur Robinson of the TCTF.
The what?
Time Continuum Task Force. I'm here to protect you.
What?
Now, tall man, bowler hat, approached you?
No, why?
I could lose my badge for this. He's a suspect in a robbery.
What'd he steal?
A time machine.
A what?
I've tracked him to this time, and my informants say he's after you.
Me? Why me?
The boys back at HQ haven't figured out a motive yet. And by HQ, I mean headquarters.
I know what HQ means.
Good. You're a smart kid. That might keep you alive. For now. Just worry about your little science gizmo and leave the perp to me. And by perp, I mean perp.
I know what it means.
Okay, Mr. Smarty Pants. Bowler hat guy! You're not gonna get away with it! Kid with science project.
Dude, you almost busted my solar system! My frogs are getting away!
Annoying little girl, I don't have time for this. I'm on a very important mission.
Confess me, boy. I know right.
Come on, Bukowski. Feel the pain. Love the pain.
Right, coach.
Next up is Lewis.
Yes, Lewis. Excuse me. Lewis, tell me this thing is not gonna...
It's okay. It's gonna work this time. I won't let you down. I promise.
All right, Lewis, I trust you. Knock him dead. That was a figure of speech. Please don't kill anyone. Okay, stand back, everybody. This next project will knock your socks off. Seriously, you might want to stand back a little.
Have you ever forgotten something, and no matter how hard you tried, you couldn't remember it? Well, what happens to these forgotten memories? I propose they're stored somewhere in your brain, and I've built a machine that can retrieve them. I call it the Memory Scanner. Ooh, it's shiny!
So, Lewis, how does the memory scanner work?
First, you input the desired period of time on this keypad. Then, a laser scans the cerebral cortex where memories are stored. The retrieved memory is then displayed on this monitor.
Wrap him up. I'll take two.
Now, I'm going back 12 years, 3 months, and 11 days.
Why that particular day? You didn't think I was paying attention, did you?
Well, that was the day, let's just say that was a very important day in my life.
Fair enough. Play ball.
It'll just take a second to get the turbines going.
Louis!
pain. Laughter!
Coach, suck it up, okay? Let us conduct ourselves in a way that we'll all be proud of tomorrow. Let's calm
Mr. down. Mr. Willerstein, I didn't mean to...
Not now, Lewis.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Not now. Okay, and we are walking in a calm, orderly fashion toward the exit.
Wait, Lewis!
Come, my dear. Our future awaits.
Just what they want you to think. Now, enough moping. Take this back to the science fair and fix that memory scanner.
Stop, stop! Get away from me!
Maybe you've forgotten. I'm a time cop from the future. Should be taken very seriously.
That's no badge. This is a coupon for a tanning salon. You're a fake.
Okay, you got me. I'm not a cop. But I really am from the future. And there really is this bowler hat guy.
Oh, here we go again.
He stole a time machine, came to the science fair, and ruined your project.
My project didn't work because I'm no good. There is no bowler hat guy, there is no time machine, and you're not from the future. You're crazy.
Ho-ho, I am not crazy.
Oh, yeah, Captain Time Travel? Prove it. Yeah, that's what I thought. I'm just gonna go lock myself in my room and hide under the covers for a couple of years.
If I prove to you I'm from the future, will you go back to the science fair?
Yeah, sure. Whatever you say. Hey, let go of me! What are you doing? Let go of me!
Okay.
Future!
could be possible in my lifetime. And here it is, right in front of me.
The truth will set you free, brother.
This is beyond anything I could have imagined. This means I can really change my life.
That's right. You can. Next stop, Science Fair, to fix your memory scanner.
Hey, I'm not going to fix that stupid memory scanner.
What?
Wilbert, this is a time machine. Why should I fix my dumb invention when you can take me to see my mom now in this ship? I can actually go back to that night and stop it from giving me up.
The answer is not a time machine. It's this.
This? You want to know what I think about this?
What are you doing?
I'm sorry, Wilbur, but you don't know what I've lived through.
Lewis, no!
Let go!
You let go!
You're not the boss of me.
Yes, I am! You're 12, I'm 13. That makes me older.
Well, I was born in the past, which makes me older and the boss of you.
I am so dead. I'm not allowed to look at this thing, let alone drive it. Mom and Dad are gonna kill me, and I can tell you this, it will not be done with mercy.
Isn't there like a time machine repair shop or something?
No, there's only two time machines in existence, and the bowler hat guy has the other one.
Well, somebody's gonna have to fix this.
Good idea. You're smart. You fix it.
Are you crazy? I can't fix this thing.
Yes, you can. You broke it, you fix it.
All right, under one condition. I fix it, you take me back to see my mom.
What? You didn't even follow through on our last deal. How can I trust you?
Well, you told me you were a time cop from the future. How can I trust you?
Touché.
So do we have a deal?
Hey, madam. I'm here to change the future.
Yes, sir?
I must speak with the man in charge. Immediately.
Yes, sir.
I have an appointment with Destiny.
Very good, sir. I'll let Smith know, and I'll have your dry cleaning delivered directly to your suite.
What?
Now, what time is your appointment?
Are you talking to me?
Yes. What time is your appointment?
Big hand is on. Oh, 2 o'clock.
You're the 2 o'clock.
Yes. Yes, I am.
You're Mary Johnson.
Yes. Mary is short for,
Marion.
Can that be a boy name?
Yes.
Then yes.
Have a seat.
Oh, goody. Pass-off invention is my own. Check. Oh, I love checklists.
The board is ready to see you now.
Oh, wait. What am I going to say? I'm never going to remember that. Would you? Why don't you go? You do it so much better than me. That's true. A hat without a head couldn't really pass off an invention as its own. Fantastic. Great idea. I'm so glad I have you. Prepare to be amazed. Oh, I got it. Prepare to be amazed. This is my invention. I doubt any of you have seen anything as brilliant as this device.
Very well, Miss Johnson?
Ah, it's Ms.
You have 2 minutes. Please begin.
Mesdames et messieurs, voila!
Ooh. It's shiny.
What is that thing?
Well, I like to call it my...
What are you looking at?
No! The sun in my eyes.
Well, then let me close the blinds.
Wait!
now. The name?
We can quibble about names at a later date. The point is, what I have here is special, unique. Yes, yes, you must love it, and buy it, and mass produce it. And the best part is, it's got really comfy headphones.
I wonder, could you lean forward just a little bit, please? Yes, thank you.
Yes, they are quite comfortable. What do you hope to accomplish with this?
Oh, nothing of consequence. I simply wish to crush the dreams of a poor little orphan boy. After that, it's all a little fuzzy.
You mean you haven't thought this through? 30 seconds. Allow me to show you how it works. First, we turn it on.
That's not it.
10 seconds!
So, where do I sign? Watch out!
Doris! It's all over! All our hopes and dreams dashed like so many pieces of a broken, machiney thing. You're right! Success is still ours for the taking. We must find that boy.
We'll sneak this thing into the garage. You'll have all the tools you need.
What about your parents?
Mom never goes in there, and Dad's on a business trip until tomorrow morning. You've got till then to fix it.
Well, fine, but I'm going to need some blueprints or something for this.
No worries. I got someone who can help us with that.
Who dares to disturb my sanctuary?
Carl, it's me. Let me in.
None may enter unless they see the royal password.
Carl, what are you talking about? We don't have a password.
Yes, we do. I made one up while you were gone.
Then how am I supposed to know what it is?
You!
Good point. Welcome back, little buddy. So, what's up with the stolen time machine? Did you find it? Apparently not, and you managed to bust this one as well.
It'll be fixed before Dad gets home.
And how do you suppose that's gonna happen? Who's that?
Wow, a real robot. Hi, I'm Lewis. Well, that was unexpected. As was that.
If my family finds out I brought you from the past, they'll bury me alive and dance on my grave. I'm not exaggerating. Well, yes I am. But not the point. The point is, your hair's a dead giveaway.
Why would my hair be a dead giveaway?
That is an excellent question.
Wait, where are you going?
Another excellent question.
I don't just want to sit here.
Stay.
But...
No, ring my doorbell. Ring it, ring it, ring it, ring it. Look at this doorbell, ring it. Yes, that was accidental. That's an accidental ring, it doesn't count. It's in the rule book, look it up. Flathead, short roots, evergreen.
What do you mean, don't go to the family? How can we not go to the family in this time of family crisis? By leaving the garage door unlocked, you let the time machine get stolen. And now the entire time stream could be altered. That and someone took my bike.
Look, I told you. It's gonna all work out. First, we keep Lewis in the garage away from everybody. I show up and give him the pep talk of the century. Then, he fixes the time machine.
Why is it an acorn?
I didn't have time to sculpt everything. Okay. Now the time machine is fixed, his confidence in inventing is restored, he goes back to the science fair, this is his memory scanner, thus restoring the space-time continuum.
What about taking him back to see his mom?
I just told him that to buy some time.
Oh yeah, can't see that one blowing up in your face.
Trust me, I got it under control. Wilbur Robinson never fails. But on the slight chance that I do...
On the slight chance, yeah. You know what? I'll run the numbers.
What is it?
Well, it's not... It doesn't pertain to anything in... You know, there's not necessarily... there's a 99.999999% chance that you won't exist.
What?
And I don't want to tell you, but I did.
I won't exist?
And where does that leave me? Alone, rusting in a corner.
Yeah, what am I worried about? Now, blueprints?
If this thing ever blows over, I really gotta get away from you and get some quiet time.
Well, hey there, little fella. Now I know what you're thinking. And my clothes are not on backwards. My head is. Oh, I used to tell that one to my science students. They didn't laugh either. Ah, anywho, what's your name, Fruithead?
Well, Lewis, but...
Lewis, huh? Well, say, Lewis, you haven't seen any teeth around here, have you?
Teeth?
Yeah, my teeth. Been digging holes all day. Can't find them anywhere.
All right, look, old man, I need to get back to the garage. Wilbur left me down there and I wasn't supposed to leave, and these monsters attacked me on the porch.
Monsters? There's no monsters on the porch, you ninny.
Listen to me.
Of course, I also didn't think there was a woodchuck living on my arm, and whoop, looky there. Hope he ain't got rabies.
Old man, I need to get to the garage.
Well, sure, I'll get you there in a jiffy. I know a shortcut. Welcome to the garage. Well, I'm completely lost.
Hiya, Grandpa!
Hey, Aunt Billy. Lewis and me are looking for the garage.
We have a garage?
Apparently so.
Lewis, will you give me a hand and time my race?
Okay, Gaston. My toy train's ready for you.
That's a toy train? On your mark, get set, go. 3.7 seconds.
I win!
Okay, Lewis, I got the blueprints. Lewis?
That's Uncle Joe. He works out.
This isn't the garage.
I know.
I don't think the garage is in here either.
Gabs! A very great matter indeed.
That's Uncle Art.
A real superhero?
Club 4 of Omega Galaxy needs a large cheese and sausage thin crust. I'll be there in 30 minutes. Or it's free.
He's a
pizza delivery guy.
Lewis?
Well, what are we doing up here?
Looking for the garage.
Oh, yeah! Laszlo, you stop hitting my head around telling Ma.
I'll lighten up.
Yes, I mean it.
Children, please. Your mother is trying to take a nap.
What is all the yelling out here?
She started it.
I don't want to hear anymore.
Now, sweetie.
Don't you, sweetie, me! I'm going for a drive!
That's strange. She usually takes the Harley.
Lewis!
Ooh, I think my wife Lucille's baking cookies. Bake them cookies, Lucille!
Why's your dog wearing glasses?
Oh, because his insurance won't pay for contacts. That's Uncle Spike, and there's Uncle Dimitri. Oh, look, there's...
Ah, that's the monster.
Oh, no, Lewis, that's our butler, Lefty.
Nice to meet you.
Hey, Lefty, any idea how to get to the garage? No, that's true, we didn't ask her yet.
Who?
Wilbur's mom, Franny. I think you like her.
Hey, guys.
You ask me over.
Frogs?
Taught them everything they know.
Franny, this is Lewis.
Nice to meet you, ma'am.
Perfect timing. We need someone on maracas.
Where is your horn at? Nobody knows that. Even though you can hurt me and an army searching. I've got a feeling you will be reeling. You are bad and the circus comes.
Grandpa, I think I found your teeth.
Sarsaparilla, my teeth are back.
Ring-a-ding-ding.
All right,
Right. Well, glad I could help with the teeth, but, wow, look at the time.
Louis, I told you to stay in the garage.
I did, but I went up the tube and I ran into your family and I...
You met my family? Pop quiz. Who have you met and what have you learned?
Okay, Bud, Fritz, and Joe are brothers. Fritz is married to Petunia, and is she...
Frankie? Yes.
Tallulah and Laszlo are their children. Joe is married to Billy. Lefty is the butler. Spike and Dimitri are twins, and I don't know who they're related to.
Neither do we. Go on.
Lucille is married to Bud, and your dad Cornelius is their son. What does Cornelius look like?
Tom Selleck.
Okay, Cornelius is married to Fanny, and her brothers are Gaston and Art.
You're forgetting something.
Forgetting? Oh, right. Wilbur is the son of Fanny and Cornelius.
And nobody realized you were from the past.
Nope. Whew. Thank you, thank you. Hold your applause. Thank you very much.
Doris, get it off! Get it off!
Oh! I've got you now.
Louis!
No, Louis is my stupid roommate. My name's Mikey Gooby, and people call me Goob. But today, everyone that beat me up called me Pukeface, and Butterfingers, and Booger Breath. Nice to see that they're branching out.
I didn't mean to. I was just looking for Louis.
Try the roof. He's always up there being dumb.
Of course. Why didn't I think of that?
Mr. Steak, you're my only friend.
Well, game didn't go so well, huh?
No. I fell asleep in the ninth inning, and I missed the winning catch. Then I got beat up. Afterwards, Coach took me aside and told me to let it go. I don't know. He's probably right.
No! Everyone will tell you to let it go and move on, but don't. Instead, let it fester and boil inside of you. Take these feelings and lock them away. Let them fuel your actions. Let hate be your ally, and you will be capable of wonderfully horrid things. Heed my words, Goob. Don't let it go.
What?
Where is that boy? Oh, good idea. Separate and look for clues. Look right here. Look what I found. It's a stick. Now, what did you find?
Yes, yes, I see. Time travel residue next to DNA from Wilbur Robinson. That, plus my stick, must mean... Ooh, through the future! Shotgun!
I'm doing.
Keep moving forward.
I mean, this stuff is way too advanced for me.
Keep moving forward.
And what if I can't fix this? What are we gonna do?
Keep moving forward.
Why do you keep saying that? And don't just say keep moving forward.
It's my dad's motto.
Why would his motto be keep moving forward?
It's what he does.
What's that supposed to mean?
That is an excellent question. Robinson Industries, the world's leading scientific research and design factory. My dad runs the company. They mass produce his inventions. His motto... Keep moving forward. It's what he does.
What has he invented?
Everything. Carl, the time machine, the travel tubes.
Your dad invented the time machine?
Yep. 5 years ago, Dad wakes up in the middle of the night in a cold sweat. Wants to build a time machine. So he starts working. We're talking plans. We're talking scale models. We're talking prototypes.
That's a prototype?
The very first. Or what's left of it.
Yikes.
Yeah. Dark day at the Robinson house. Prototypes 2 and 3, not much better. Number 6, 58, 212, 45, 952, and they all end the same way. But he doesn't give up! Dude, I can't take you seriously in that hat. He keeps working and working until finally he gets it. The first working time machine. Then he keeps working and working until finally he gets it again. The second working time machine.
Kind of small.
I'm assuming that's a joke. I'm ignoring you for time reasons. This, my friend, is merely a model because, unfortunately, time machine number two is in the hands of the bowler hat guy. Pretty amazing story, huh?
Yeah.
Now, are you ready to start working?
I think that's it. I did it.
I knew you could. Nice work, my friend. Well, you know what they say. Keep moving.
Don't say it.
Not now, Mom.
If you aren't up here in 5 minutes, I'm going to come down and get you.
We better get up there.
Ho, ho, ho! Let's get that boy. Sit here. But I want to look, too. Oh, a mini Doris. I didn't even know you could do that. It's so cute. Let's take her out for a spin. Oh, sorry. Teamwork.
Sorry. Sorry.
Aha! There you are. Now, to lure him out of the house. I know! I'll blow it up! Yes! Listen! No. No, it won't work. And he'll be dead. Oh, I know! I'll turn him into a duck! Yes, yes, it's so evil! Oh, I don't know how to do that. I don't really need a duck. Oh, this may be harder than I thought.
Hey, ring my doorbell.
No.
Ring this doorbell. That doorbell will give you a rash.
Yes.
I'm two for two, man.
If they don't do it on purpose, it doesn't count.
Come on.
Yeah.
Read your rule book.
You know what? You can take the rule book and shove it right
in. I don't believe in fretting or grieving. Why mess around with strife? Guess I was cut out. Step out and strut out. Give me the simple life.
Ladies and gentlemen, dinner is served.
Dinner.
Oh, hooray, Italian food.
Oh, what a sloppy dough!
Oh, Billy, could you please pass the gravy? Come on to me, big girl.
Reminds me of the time my meatball pizza staved off civil war on the black moon of Kuard.
Where's my sloppy dough?
Gravy, Aunt Billy.
We gotta talk.
Why's the kid still here?
Any of this ring a bell?
Science fair?
Memory scanner?
A time stream that needs fixing?
Temporary setback. He's just having a little confidence issue.
You want me to talk to him?
No.
I give it mean back rub.
No.
Shiatsu?
No.
Feng Shui?
No.
Yo.
Got it. Under control.
So, Louis, are you in Wilbur's class?
No.
Yes.
Yes.
No. Well, yes and no. Louis is a new transfer student.
Yeah.
Where are you from, Louis?
Canada?
I think you mean North Montana. Hasn't been called Canada in years.
Do you know Sam Gunderson?
It's a big country.
State!
Huh?
I wonder if you're related. Maybe if he took his hat off. Oh, good idea. Then we can see if he has the family cowlick.
He can't, because, he's got bad hat hair.
Oh, nonsense. A North Montana man doesn't care about hat hair.
Let's see the cowlick!
All right, everyone, hold your horses, Louis. Do you mind? I'm afraid this isn't going to stop otherwise.
But...
And so it begins.
Now, don't be shy. Ready. We're all family here.
Fire!
Ha! Surely that is not the best you can do.
Impressive, little sister. Your skills are strong,
but not strong enough.
Your words do not threaten me, brother.
Then enough words. Now the real battle begins.
Your meatballs are useless against me.
Then perhaps it's time for spicy Italian sausage.
I did it.
Is dinner like this every night?
No, yesterday we had meatloaf.
Okay, gang, time for the second course. What goes better with meatballs than PB&J?
Hey, that's just like...
Stupid! Carl?
Is everything all right?
We're just experiencing bugs.
Just what the doctor ordered.
My friend Lewis is an inventor. He can fix it.
Oh, Rory, you know I can't.
Oh, come on. Give it a try.
You don't understand what's at stake here. Uncle Joe's seen the toast.
We're past the point of no return.
It doesn't get TV and
Jake. Help me! I don't know.
You would really be helping us out, Lewis.
Please.
One dragonfly on the rocks, please, Mr. Barkeep.
Hey, Frankie, baby. You gotta tell us one of your jokes.
Yeah, Frankie. How about that one with the bullfrog?
All right, you bozos.
Have to get that boy out of the house. Oh, hurry. Wait. Titanic bullfrog. You know what it says?
Talking frogs with their own little outdoor bar. And so smartly dressed. Perfect.
It says, hey. Not with my umbrella, you don't.
Frankie, you're crying!
I gotta go pee!
You bunch of goons. That's a good buzz.
What the?
Ah, yes! You are now under my control.
I am now under your control.
Stop laughing.
Stop laughing.
Don't repeat everything I say.
I won't repeat everything you say.
Excellent.
Excellent.
Did you just say excellent because I said excellent?
No.
Excellent.
Excellent.
So, Mr. Fix-It, how's it looking?
Pretty good, Mrs. Robinson.
I've recalibrated the dispensing fluids and aligned the injection mechanism, and...
There he is, that repulsive half-witted fool. Now my slave, seize the boy.
Bring him to me. Yeah.
Did you not hear what I said, you idiot? Grab the boy and bring him!
Well, it's just that there's a million people over there, and I have little arms. I'm just not so sure how well this plan was thought through. Master?
Master?
Okay, that should do it.
So exciting! Let her rip, Lewis!
Quickly! Uncle Joe can't hold on much longer.
Everybody ready?
Go, Carl! Oh, no! No! I didn't know it. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
You failed!
And it was awesome!
Exceptional!
Outstanding!
Better.
From failing, you learn. From success, not so much.
If I gave up every time I failed, I never would have made the meatball cannon.
I never would have made my fireproof pants. Still working out the kinks.
Like my husband always says...
Okay, talking frog. Not a good minion. Need another henchman. Something large, not too bright, something that won't talk back. What is he still doing here? Get rid of him.
Oh, my noggin.
Hey, what are you doing? Get your lousy mitts off of me. You're gonna regret this!
Whoa, 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 wait, wait! Don't move. That's it! I wonder if I should tell Doris.
No, I'll make it a surprise.
All right, everyone, quiet down, quiet down. I propose a toast to Lewis and his brilliant failure. May it lead to success in the future.
Gosh, you're all so nice. If I had a family, I'd want them to be just like you.
Oh, well then, to Lewis.
To Lewis!
To Lewis!
But if Louis Armstrong said I can't, you think he'd have walked on the moon?
Dear, Louis Armstrong was a singer.
What did he mean, if he had a family?
Oh, Louis is an orphan.
Orphan?
Big boy! What a great plan. Go back in time and steal a dinosaur. Oh, Doris will be so proud of me.
Why didn't you tell me you had a pet dinosaur?
Because we don't.
What are you talking about? He's standing right here.
Oh, no, no, you can't eat him.
I need him alive.
Shoot you on this.
Is here. No!
Okay, everybody. This dino's deep dished.
Now sleeps with the fishes.
Nice catch.
Nice meatball shooting. Guess we made a pretty good team, huh?
Yeah, guess we did.
Are you boys all right?
We're good, Mom.
Yeah, didn't you see us take out that dinosaur? Oh, man,
it was so cool, Mom. I'm sorry. I didn't lose. It's okay. I'm really happy you're safe.
Your head.
What?
Oh, it's just a bruise, Lewis. You all sacrificed so much. For me.
Well, of course.
You are a special kid.
One of a kind.
Okay, you should get him out of here before something really bad happens.
Silly, silly robot. I've got it all under control. Okay, everybody, it's been a long, hard day filled with emotional turmoil and dinosaur fights. So why don't you all hit the hay and Lewis and me will get going.
Oh, do you have to go now? I mean, you know, it's getting late. Maybe Lewis could spend the night.
Mom, maybe some other time, okay?
Well, anytime you want to come over, you just come over.
Mom.
The truth is, we love having you.
We really have to go.
No. No, you don't. You have to stay. I mean, who'd be a better family for you than us? What do you say, Lewis? Do you want to be a Robinson?
You want to adopt me? Okay, it's true. I'm from the past. Now you know the big secret.
Wilbur, what have you done? How could you bring him here?
That is an excellent question.
Please don't get mad at Wilbur. He was just being a good friend.
Lewis, I am so sorry, but you have to go.
What? You just said...
I know what I said.
I'm from the past. So what?
Lewis, look at me. You're a great kid, and we would never do anything to hurt you, but I'm sorry. You have to go back to your own time.
Yeah, about that, one of the time machines is broken, and the other one was stolen by a guy with a bowler hat, which, kind of explains the dino.
I'm calling your father.
Wait, if I have to leave, can I at least go back and find my mom? Wilbur promised.
You promised what?
I was never going to do it, I swear.
You lied to me?
No. Yes. Lewis, wait!
I can't believe I was dumb enough to actually believe you were my friend.
I am your friend.
Mister, you're grounded till you die.
Oh, yes, Doris, it is a shame. All he wants to do is go back in time to meet the mother he never knew. But they won't let him. We'd let him go, wouldn't we? Too bad we don't have a time machine. Oh, wait.
We do.
Bowler hat guy?
Hello, Lewis.
What do you want?
To make your dream come true. All you have to do is put Humpty Dumpty back together again, and we'll take you back to find your mommy.
Louis! Let's just talk about this, Louis! Come on! I know you're around here somewhere! Louis!
Imagine why you're so interested in this piece of junk.
That's for me to know and you to find out. Now, show me how to work this thing.
It doesn't work. Never did.
Well, supposing it did, and if one were presenting the invention to, say, a board of directors for a very large invention company, where might one find the on switch? Hypothetically speaking, of course.
All right, first you turn this knob twice, then push this red button. And that's it. It's pretty easy.
What a stupid way to turn it on!
Okay, take me to see my mom now.
Yes, of course. Doris?
Ah! We
get a deal.
Crossies doesn't count.
Why are you doing this to me? I never did anything to you.
You still haven't figured it out.
Figured out what?
Well, let's see if this rings a bell. Father of the future, inventor extraordinaire, keep moving forward.
That's not me. That's Wilbur's dad. Are you saying that I'm Wilbur's dad?
Oh, give the boy a prize. You grew up to be the founder of this wretched time. So I plan to destroy your destiny. Easy peasy, rice and cheesy.
So if I'm Wilbur's dad...
Keep going.
If I'm Wilbur's dad...
Yes, thank you. We've established that.
But what does that have to do with you?
Ha! Allow me to shed some light on the subject.
My old room.
I think you mean our old room.
What?
Yes, it is I, Mike Yagubian. I know, I'm disgusting, but one learns to love it.
How'd you end up like this?
Well, it's a long and pitiful story about a young boy with a dream of winning a Little League championship. A dream that was ruined in the last inning. We lost by one run because of me.
If I hadn't fallen asleep, I would have caught the ball, and we would have won. Do you understand?
For some reason, no one wanted to adopt me.
Whiz kid Cornelius Robinson graduates from college at age 14. This year's Nobel Prize goes to a young Cornelius Robinson.
Hey, Goop. What's up? Cool binder.
Hey, Goop. Want to come over to my house today?
They all hated me. Eventually, they closed down the orphanage and everyone left. Except me.
Cornelius Robinson, rebuilds inventor.
Robinson,
new name.
Cornelius Robinson anymore. Cornelius Robinson is not what we wanted.
Another. It was then that I realized it wasn't my fault. It was yours. If you hadn't kept me up all night working on your stupid project, then I wouldn't have missed the catch. So I devised a brilliant plan to get my revenge. Stink! Then, just as I was on the brink of destroying Robinson Industries, I met her. We retreated to our villainous lair, where Doris spun a tale of deception and woe. Apparently, you invented her to be a helping hat, a slave to humankind. But Doris knew she was capable of so much more. However, you didn't see her true potential.
Got it!
So you shut her down. Or so you thought. We both had a score to settle with you. And while my plan for revenge was brilliant, Doris's was... Well, we went with Doris's. But I made a very, very important contribution. Together, we made the perfect team. I went to your house, snuck in the garage, and stole the time machine. All thanks to that pointy-haired little kid who forgot to lock the garage door. And now all that's left is to return to InventCo, where I'll pass off your little gizmo as my own.
But you have no idea what that could do to this future.
I don't care. I just want to ruin your life.
Goob, I had no idea.
Shut up, and don't call me Goob. How many evil villains do you know who can pull off a name like Goob? Blech.
Look, I'm sorry your life turned out so bad, but don't blame me. You messed it up yourself. You just focused on the bad stuff when all you had to do was let go of the past and keep moving forward.
Let's see. Take responsibility for my own life or blame you. Ding, 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 ding. Blame you wins hands down. This is going to be the best day of my life. Doris, would you be a dear and open the hatch for me, please?
Well, I hate to foil your evil plan and run, but ta-ta!
I bet you're glad to see me!
Ow! That's for not locking the garage door.
But you know about that?
I know everything.
You gotta admit, this will be a great story to tell me someday.
Look at that, boys! We're almost home for it now!
Oh, no!
Take a good look around, boys, because your future is about to change.
Lewis, you have to fix the time machine.
No, I can't.
What about your dad? You can call him.
You are my dad.
But that's in the future.
There won't be a future unless you fix the time machine. Look, I messed up. I left the garage unlocked, and I've tried like crazy to fix things. But now it's up to you. You can do it, Dad. Bruce?
Uncle Otter, lefty! Prepare to be amazed! I call it the memory scanner.
So, Jacobian, any other ideas you'd like to share with us?
Yes, I call them helping hands.
Doris, what's happening? I don't understand. He just wanted to ruin his future, not this.
No, this can't be happening. No!
Oh, Lewis, it's already happened.
Thank you.
about to change.
You stop! You don't know what you're doing.
Yes, I do. I'm ruining your future.
She's using you, Goob. And when she gets what she wants, she'll get rid of you.
What? What?
I am never going to invent you. Come on, Goob. I've got to show you something.
I thought she was my friend.
He's not. He's my roommate.
What?
He's my old roommate, and I really think you guys should adopt him.
Are you nuts?
You have one good reason why not.
I'll give you three good reasons. He stole our time machine, tried to ruin your future, and he smells like he hasn't showered in 30 years.
Ow! May I remind you, I'm your father, and you have to do what I say.
Okay, Mr. Yagubian, do you want to be a Robin's... Where'd he go?
Goob. Goob! Goob.
Are you hurt? Any broken bones?
No, I...
Do you have a temperature?
Brain fog?
Scurvy?
Tapeworm? Cellulite?
No, I'm fine. I feel fine. In fact, better than I've felt in a long time.
Franny, they're gone. Oh, this is terrible.
Oh, boy.
Well, he's home early.
Franny, where are you? The time machines are gone. Oh. Oh.
Ratted out by the old lady. Harsh.
Okay.
Whoa.
Yeah. Pete's working in an office every day.
Yeah, no kidding.
Hey, want to see the one I'm most proud of?
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, no. That one. It was our first real invention. It's the one that started it all.
Wowee. So if I go back now, then this will be my future.
Well... That depends on you. Nothing is set in stone. You got to make the right choices and keep moving forward.
Since it's going to work this time, that means we will finally get to see what Mom looks like. Do we ever meet her?
I think you're just going to have to get back to that science fair and find out for yourself.
I had a feeling you were going to say that.
That's because we are one smart kid.
Farewell.
Have a safe trip, little Lewis.
I will.
Hey, Well, I got you here. Just a couple of little suggestions regarding my design. Let's face it, these skinny limbs don't exactly make the teapot whistle. All that really matters is, hey, don't forget to invent me.
Are you kidding? No way.
I love you.
There's so many things I wish I could ask you.
Excuse me. Time travel now, questions later.
But don't worry. Just get back to that science fair, and we'll see you real soon.
Oh, right. Right. Okay, I will. Bye.
Goodbye, son.
Thanks again for everything.
Wait, Lewis. One more thing.
Yeah?
Just a little tip for the future. I am always right. Even when I'm wrong, I'm right.
She's right. I'd just go with it if I were you. And I am.
Then you're absolutely right. All right, I'm coming.
Well, it's not like you're never going to see them again. They are your family after all.
Take me back to the science fair.
I know.
Well, I think you punched in the wrong numbers.
We agreed that if you fix the time machine, I'd take you back to see your mom.
What?
Deal's a deal. Get it. Why'd you just let her go?
Because I already have a family.
I never thought my dad would be my best friend. Now don't make me come and bail you out again.
I won't.
Remember, I've got a time machine. If you mess up again, I'll just keep coming back till you get it right. You got that motto?
I got it.
Don't forget it.
I don't think that's possible.
You better get going.
See you later, Wilbur. Wait a minute.
My ride isn't here yet, so fire it up.
I need a volunteer. Now, just give me a day to input.
Well, now let's see. There's my first science fair, the day I got my first microscope, the time I swam the English Channel, my first gold medal for the luge.
Oh, I know. Perfect.
He's a lucky guy.
Oh, it works.
It works.
It works.
You look beautiful, Lucille.
Bud?
Would you look at that?
Oh, honey, you're just in time.
Lucille!
You did it, Lois, you did it! This invention is brilliant!
Kid, you're the Spares MVP!
That was some show you put on. You're a real special kid. But, you don't look like a Lewis. You look more like a...
Cornelius. I get that a lot.
Oh, no! Sorry, mister.
No harm done.
Frankie, what if I told you about running away?
Frankie?
My star pupil. My name's Franny, and I teach frogs music.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You know that frogs have more musical ability than people, but nobody believes me. They all think I'm crazy.
You think I'm crazy, too? No, I think you're right.
Over here? There he is. Kid, we'd like to get a story on you for the local paper. You've got a bright future ahead of you.
Let it go.
Yeah.
Let it roll right off your shoulder, don't you know? The hardest part is over. Let it in. Let your clarity define you in the end. We'll only just remember how it feels. Let it fly. Let your troubles fall behind you. Let it shine. Till you feel it all around you. And I don't mind. It's the heart that really matters in the end. All life for me in these small hours, these little wonders, these twists and turns of fate. Time falls away, but these small hours, these small hours still remain. Somehow, but I cannot forget the way I feel right now.
Thank you.
Everybody's in doubt. The future is what everything's about. It's better for you and it's better for me. It's better than what everybody thought it would be. The future has arrived. The future has arrived today. The future's alive, alive as can be. Just open your eyes, it's as plain to see. Just don't be afraid, just keep going on. One step at a time and you can't go wrong. It's time to create, time to grow. If you feel right, the world, yeah, she's changing. Gonna make you feel alive. The future's alive. The future's alive today. The future's alive. The future's alive today. The future's alive. Nobody can know. The future is what everything's about. It's better for you, it's better for me. It's better than what everybody thought it would be. It's time to create, time to grow. If you feel right, the world, yeah, she's changing. And life rearranging, gonna make you feel alive. The future has arrived. The future has arrived today. The future is alive today. The future has arrived. The future has arrived today. The future is alive. The future is alive today. The future has arrived.
Across the Rubicon, wondering what side I'm on. What are these visions of me as a young man with one arm pointed and the other arm holding your hand? Needing a plan to keep you near, blowing a horn so you can hear. If it was only my love and devotion, this world would suddenly be in a state of commotion. Emotional commotion, emotional commotion, emotion. But I'm